have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is, wherever you are, and you decided to hit that play button. This is Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen J. Kismina coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Today I want to ask you, what are you talking about? Seriously, what are you talking about? Probably more importantly, or just as important, I should say, is what are you listening to? So often in our lives, especially when we're focused on this path of learning and understanding and growing and knowing, in our objective of being, doing, and having more success and prosperity in our lives, so often we get to that framework or that discipline of organization and study time, and we start to compartmentalize our thoughts too. And it's just something we seem to naturally slip into. Okay, this is my prayer and meditation time, so I'm going to focus on love, and I'm going to focus on peace, and I'm going to focus on goodness and grace and whatever your belief structure is. And now I'm going to move over here, and I'm going to go to this box, and this is my study time, and I'm going to just love my study time. I study whatever it is that you study. And if it's personal development, you're buried in a book and you're doing some writing to reinforce it, maybe writing with your right hand and your left hand, and doing all your exercise in your study time. And then what so many of us do, we take that quiet time or that reflection time, we set it aside, and then we take our study time and we set that aside. And then what do? Well, so often we forget about those two things and whatever else is in that routine of yours that you spend usually with yourself, and then we move into our day. Now, my question is, do you remain who you are in that time of reflection and in that study time and in the image you're holding yourself of the person that you want to be, that you want to be, the person that you want to see doing the things that you want to do as one of your objectives, your big dream goals, that kind of thing, or having what you want to have in your life? Do you walk in the energy of that? And is it all bound together from that loving place you were in when you were doing your self-care time of reflection, prayer, meditation, whatever it is that you do? So it's so important to carry that energy over throughout our day in order to make it manifest in our life. If we compartmentalize and we just put it in that time and just let it be a theory or something that just remains in our mind and we don't carry it over, we're not taking the action step. See, it's about thoughts, it's about words, and it's about actions. So as I started this episode today, I said, what are you talking about? So let's think about that. We're talking right now about those times away from your reflection time, away from your study time, when you're moving about your day, when you're moving about your world. Do you pay attention to what you're talking about? And I'm talking about the things that you say to other people, the conversations that you allow yourself to become engaged in. And again, more importantly, what are you listening to? What are you allowing yourself to listen to? See, so much of this is about frequency and about vibration. And you often hear me say how words have their own vibration. The words have their own frequency. So if you don't feel like you're in a place to affirm, I am love, because the monkey chatter is telling you, no, you're not, you just got angry or whatever. If you're not in that place, you can just say the words, and the energy, the vibration, the frequency of the words will make a shift in you. That's why we can just say peace. We can say silence. We can say joy. We can say love. And just saying the words over and over and over again will shift us. We'll begin to vibrate and alive, shift our frequency, so to speak, to align with the words we speak. Then we can safely and gently move into an affirmation and feel much more comfortable. But what about in those conversations? Now, on this path of growing, being, doing, and having more in our life, in this path to make sure we're in alignment with all the laws of success and prosperity and attraction and vibration and all the other ones out there, we know that communication is important. And so we often strive in our lives to be good listeners. We want to listen to the other person. And especially in the work I do, I have to listen a lot. I do a lot of prayer work, and I do a lot of counseling, and I do a lot of coaching, and I do a lot of consulting. And it's my job to listen. And what I have to work on is really just being quiet so I can fully engage my hearing, my listening. But often, for those of you that are just moving about your day and your life and your work, how often do we encounter, whether it's a stranger, a friend, or a family member who wants to talk about their day or something that just happened to them, and we listen because we want to be good listeners, but the conversation is all about negativity. It could be from our spouse, it could be from our parents, our children, co-workers, just friends, or just an acquaintance in the produce section of the supermarket. You say good morning, and it's just like, oh, the prices are so high. And then you start into a conversation. If they keep going up, and the person says, and goes on and on and on, and it has a negative tone, has a negative energy to it, which is potentially toxic to what you created in that reflection time, in that study time that you did. See, it shifts our vibration and it shifts our frequency. Even with those we love and care about, we have to be accountable to each other that we don't stay in that energy of negativity. Now, there's other teachers out there, like Abraham, for instance, will say, 20 seconds, that's it, your time's up. You complained about the boss at work, you complained about the coworker, you complained about the guy next to you at the traffic light, 20 seconds, that's it. Now, I know when we're loving listeners and our friends and our spouses had a really hard day at work, we want to be a little bit more caring and giving than just cutting them off after 20 seconds. I get that. I understand that. But let's be mindful to come to some kind of agreement that, hey, we're not going to stay in that energy of negativity. Let's shift that to finding the good. Almost make this finding the good like a little game that you play, because we can take any situation, any circumstance, any condition and find the good in it, and ask ourselves, if there's good in everything, what is the good in this? So now we shift and we turn that around. Instead of just making it a complaint session and a bitch session about the day of how bad it was and what this person did and how it affected me emotionally and what I had to put up with and what I had to go through, and allowing that by being a good listener and a loving listener, allowing that to bring us down to that energy, let's make a shift to elevate that energy and frequency to the level of good. Stuff happens during the day. Life happens. We can make great choices all day long, but it doesn't mean everybody else is. And due to the ripple effect of the universe that we live in, we get entangled and we feel those waves encroaching on our peace and our happiness and our joy and our love. But it's temporary, and we have control over what? We have control over ourselves. It's ultimately the only thing we have control over is how we either react, how we respond, and the thoughts that we think. So just be careful when I say, what are you talking about? Do you engage in that conversation and somebody takes that negative tone and starts telling you how bad it was at work and what your boss did? Do you just jump right in and say, yeah, I had a boss one time that did this to me and did this to me, and then my coworkers sided with the boss and they did this to me, and then the other person is, yeah, I know, right, and you know what else happened, and then you're both entangled in that mesh of negativity, and it can go on and on and on, and before you know it, what else besides just shifting that frequency and that energy and that vibration to one of negativity that you're both in, you're going to turn around and you're going to look at the clock and you're going to say, wow, I just spent an hour of my day and it wasn't fruitful. Maybe there was some release in there, but that release was probably done like Abraham says in the first 20 seconds. But there was some release in there, yes, but the rest of the time you're spinning your wheels, just staying in the toxic energy. Move out of that. What are you talking about? What are you listening to? What are you engaging in? Be very careful of what you allow yourself to do. Again, it's one thing to be respectful and loving and a listener. That's one thing that we really need to develop in our communication skills, is the ability to listen. And when it's somebody that we love, we have to let them express their emotions too. We have to let them go through the wave of emotions they're feeling to be a loving and supportive partner, friend, spouse, whatever it is. But we don't have to stay in the negativity. We have to make that shift. If we're the listener and we're in alignment with our heart and mind, with the goodness of universal life, then we can just be that strong point to help bring them back to center without engaging in the negativity. So be careful. What are you talking about? And what are you listening to? That's one way that we can stay and carry that reflection time, that meditation time, that study time, that goal achievement list time where we're writing down, okay, what is the one step I can take today that will move the needle, that will move me closer to what I want to experience? It's much easier to do where we're in a positive state, when we're on that frequency and that vibrational level that is a match for good, for positivity, not negativity and toxicity. So we want to be careful with that. And the next thing that is really a follow-up to that, when I say, what are you talking about and what are you listening to, is the conversations that we have in our own head. Forget everybody else for a minute. What about the monkey chatter that we allow in our own mind? And that's exactly what we're doing. We're allowing it. We're allowing it, but we have to let it settle. Picture throwing a sheet over the bed and just seeing it settle down on the mattress. We just have to let that monkey chatter, because so many of us will engage. We don't have to worry about the lady or the man in the produce department at the supermarket. We got enough going on in our mind sometime with that monkey chatter that we're having that conversation all day long, back and forth, and a lot of it's toxic and a lot of it's negative. Well, he did this to me. I'm the victim. And this did this to me. She did this to me. He did this to me. They did this to me. The boss did this to me. The work did this to me. Society did this to me. My president's doing this to me. This is doing this to me. This is. And then we get into that conversation. It's the same thing. We have to move to the stillness. We have to shift once again. If there's good in this, what is it? How do I get to the good? How do I get to the love? We have to make that shift. And again, just saying those words over and over and over again will help move you to that place that you want to be. And you know this, you know this, you know that it does not feel good to engage in things that are toxic. Think about when, if you want a peaceful day by yourself, a day of renewal and refresh, do you want to go and sit at on a beautiful beach or by a beautiful scenery lookout, you know, seeing mountains and hills and rolling hillsides and things like that are the most peaceful thing you can imagine? Do you want to go sit by a toxic waste dump? Well, I think the answer is pretty clear. So we know which one feels better. If there's good in that, right? What is the good in this? Well, we know what we don't want to feel. It provides some contrast, so we know what we do want to feel. We want to feel good. We all want to feel good. So don't allow yourself to have those conversations and talk about stuff in the privacy of your own mind and have those conversations that are potentially toxic and negative either, because we tend to dwell there, we tend to stay there, and those things turn into bigger and bigger things. They snowball, they get bigger. We turn molehills into mountains. Rumi said, listen to silence, it has so much to say. But he's talking about true silence there. Getting quiet, not listen to the monkey chatter in our mind, but the truth that we find in the silence. That's so much wisdom in that. Because, you know, everything, Wayne Dyer said, everything that's created comes out of silence. Your thoughts emerge from the nothingness of silence, he says. Your words come out of this void. Your very essence emerged from emptiness. All creativity requires some stillness. So rather than just in that early time in your day when you do your reflection and meditation, just outside of your study time, move to the silence. Marcus Cicero said, silence is one of the great arts of conversation. Think about that one. Winona Judd said, silence is refreshment for the soul. Sometimes silence can be what we're talking about. So be mindful of that. Ask yourself, what am I talking about? What are we talking about? And what are you listening to? Be careful for what you allow in, because it makes an impression. Our words, our thoughts, our conversations are potentially creative in every moment of every day. And when we attach those feelings and emotion to them, we're making an impression on the subconscious mind that will externalize in some way. So that's why we do this work. That's why we're mindful to watch what the heck we're talking about. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and I thank you so much. I'll see you next time on the next episode. Hey, if you're in my TIR group, you got a special, beautiful meditation recorded over music coming your way. It'll be delivered or be in the private area for you, so keep your heads up for that. And I also wanted to give a big shout out and welcome to new listeners, new friends I've been making that have been reaching out for conversations about their goals and dreams in Botswana, in Nigeria, and in the country of Uganda as well. So hello to all my new friends and listeners in those areas. Again, it's Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, the Genesis Frequency.